Question 1. How long will it take you to fix my watch?
I'll call you when it's ready, but it shouldn't take longer than a week.
What is the probable relationship between the speakers?
Question 2. I can't find the key to my car. I need to go for a drive.
I'll look for it later. Right now, I want you to help fix this shelf before I paint it.
What will they do first?
Question 3. I really can't stand the way David controls the conversation all the time. If he's going to be at the Christmas party, I just won't come.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my mother insists that he come.
Why is David being invited to the party? Question 4. John, do you want to go swimming with me today?
Sure, but I can't leave now. I have an appointment with my professor at 3 o'clock.
Why can't John go swimming now? Question 5. I hear there's a good Japanese restaurant nearby. Would you like to go there for lunch?
Yes, but it's my treat this time.
What does the man mean? Question 6. You look upset. Anything wrong?
I failed in the physics exam again, in spite of all the efforts I made.
What do we know about the man from the conversation? Question 7. I wonder what's happened to Jerry. He hasn't been around for at least 2 weeks.
He took a leave to see his mother in Europe.
Why is Jerry away?
Question 8. Hi, Jane. So glad to see you again.
Likewise. I remember the last time we met was 5 months ago at Mike's birthday party. How are you doing?
What do we know about the speakers?
Question 9. Professor Clark said that the midterm exam would cover the first 15 lessons.
Really? I thought it only included the first 12 lessons. Then I must spend the weekend to go over the rest of the lessons.
How many lessons must the man review over the weekend? Question 10. We do need another bookshelf in this room, but the problem is the space for it.
How about moving the old dining table to the kitchen?
What does the man suggest they should do?